I mean, was it was this just a typical kind of party like any other? Like, anything strike you as unusual about it? I mean, or was it just another country party with bonfire and
it was, yeah, it was just another alcohol. It was just another little country party. In fact, it was a hell of a lot tamer because Kim Irwin, her mother was there at the party. You know, it was at their house. Usually we had parties like down in a quarry where there is no adult supervision.
Yeah.
And got a hell of a lot wilder. This was actually fairly tame, sedate.
Yeah.
That's what makes it weird. I mean,
did you talk to him at all there?
Yeah. I talked to him when I first got there. I went into the garage. And he's staggering around in the garage with a drink in his hand. And he just starts trying to talk to me. And just leans into me, onto me. And he's a fairly big guy. I mean, fairly uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hey, get off me, man. And then I told him he should probably give up his keys. And it's like, because, you know, I told him, like, did you ever think about, you know, you could die in this condition if you go driving, dude?
Yeah.
You know, asked him three times. Give your keys up to somebody. Wouldn't do it. I said, fine, I washed my hands of you. And took off because it's no use talking to someone that fucked up.
Yeah.
And then I probably there was a few words spoken on and off during the party. He was doing some drunkenese wandering, you know, walk up to a cluster of people, slur something, walk off.
So he was kind of running by himself, didn't have anybody with him.
Nobody wanted to hang around with him. He was that fucked up, you know.
Interesting. Did you remember any sort of like kind of dude get away from us, like people pushing him away or anything?
No, it was not that. Like I said, he was a fairly affable little oafish dude, so you didn't have to do that. He wasn't in your face. He was just too fucked up to talk to. At the fire, Kim Irwin's little sister, little girl that was hanging around with boys too old for her, and everyone was trying to, you know, keep her leashed in. She was playing flirty. Somebody grabbed her and picked her up. She said something. Somebody grabbed her and picked her up. They were on top of the doghouse. And it was, I forgot who said it. Could have been me. Could have been someone else. Someone said, let the sacrifice commence. Joking around. Had her down over the thing like that. She's giggling and laughing. Randy does flip out of it. Like, I'm not going to be sacrificed. And wanders off. Boom. Yet another brick in the wall of Satanism.
Yeah. So that's come up before in, like, talking to people?
Yes, it's come up. Interview. This time I will say the cops were trying to keep off the Satanist bend last time they interviewed me. It seems like now that they're going for more, it was a drug deal gone wrong, which is pretty laughable because even, you know, he wasn't into drugs. You know, like I said, I saw him smoke a joint once or twice in my life. And again, I could be wrong. He could have been moving kilos of smack for all I know.
So, how did the whole connection between Kim's little sister being on the doghouse, like, was he just that drunk that he somehow identified with that? I think he didn't want to be a part of the sacrifice, or like I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't either. Like I said, he was fairly intoxicated. I assume someone thought they meant him.
Yeah.
Saying, I will not be sacrificed, wandered off. Well, like I said, since everything was said in a laughing and joking manner, and if he took it the wrong way, that's his fucking fault.
Sounds like that was earlier in the night, so he was
about 12:30,
He was seen again then after that. That wasn't when he wandered
off. I think about 2:30 is what a lot of people said that's the last they saw of him.
You weren't still there then?
We left around 1:30 or so.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he was still there at the party when we left. I passed out in the car probably about 1:30, passed out for an hour or so. And then Rob and Scott Smith jumped in the car and took me home to Lawrence.